There have been major economic shifts across the country since President Obama was elected in 2008. As Election Day approaches, we have been looking at how different regions have been affected by those changes. And today we'll look at Washington State, which is the home to Boeing, Amazon, and Microsoft. Joining me now to assess the impact of changes in the tech and airline industries in Washington is the Associated Press's Chris Griegel, and I'm very pleased to welcome him back to our show. Hi.
Hello.
Boeing has its headquarters in Washington State. Have the problems with the nation's airlines over the last 4 years meant that there have been fewer major orders coming in lately, or do orders always come in because the world's plane fleets just age all the time?
You know, I think Boeing has an advantage in that they're a huge manufacturing company, and that that, like you said, planes need to be replaced, and new technology needs to succeed older technology, and they've been building their new generation of planes, the 787, and that's been a problematic line for them. But they have spent the last several years ramping up production and actually hiring people. So while they're not immune to the downturn in the economy, they've been churning out planes and are doing quite well.
Well, they can't blame their problems with the Dreamliner program on anything that's happening in Washington. But Qatar Airways recently refused to take delivery of the planes because of the problems with the engines. Have there been a lot of technical problems with recent Boeing aircraft?
Well, the 787 has been plagued all along by little glitches, often technology that the company outsourced, and the company was heavily criticized by its union force and by analysts for outsourcing too much of the technology on that plane, and it's been delayed. Delivery of the plane has been delayed to major customers, and that has caused some angst and some orders being canceled. But they continue to churn out the planes, and they will for years to come.
And they said they have 4,000 orders, and then on top of that, they just won a major U.S. military contract for a new refueling tanker.
Correct, and the bulk of the commercial airplane production happens here in the greater Seattle area, and so they are struggling to maintain, to keep up with that pace, so they've been hiring. One thing to keep an eye on with Boeing going forward is they're in fairly contentious labor talks right now with their engineers. And the engineers this week overwhelmingly rejected the company's first contract offer. So that will be something to look for going forward, that Boeing is always very susceptible to labor unrest.
Well, if they're doing well, why are they having problems with their unions?
The engineers are making that point. They're saying, you know, it's time for us to share in the good fortune that the company's experiencing. And I think that they were put off by the company's initial offer, which they felt was too stingy. After the overwhelming rejection of the first offer, the company has made some more conciliatory overtures to the engineers, and it'll be interesting to see what comes of that. The saying among the engineers is "no nerds, no birds." So I think the company is aware of the fact that the strike by their engineers would be a really bad thing right now.
Why did Boeing move its headquarters to Chicago?
You know, I think what they wanted to do is, and this came as a huge shock to the Seattle region. This was years and years ago now, but they wanted to be a global company, and I think the critics of the company said that they wanted to remove the company's leadership from its commercial manufacturing base, which is Washington State, so they'd be less susceptible to the demands and whims of the local leaders and local politicians, and also I think to put some distance between them and their workforce. But I think that the effect of them moving their headquarters to Chicago has not been as great as people feared. Boeing still has a huge presence in Washington State, and they moved, you know, basically the top floor, the executive management team, to Chicago, but the bulk of their planes still get built here.
During last night's presidential debate, the economy and jobs were a major focus. At times, they seemed like the only focus. Are those the major issues for voters in Washington this season?
The economy, of course, remains a huge issue out here. I think voters in Washington State is sort of an interesting state. There's the Seattle area, and then there's the rest of the state, and the bulk of the people live in the Seattle area, and a lot of companies in the Seattle area are doing fairly well, Boeing, Microsoft, Amazon. So while the economy remains a big issue, I think you're starting to see an economic turnaround here in the greater Seattle area that ultimately benefits Democrats.
Well, unemployment is a little higher than the national average at 8.6, and some claim it's because the state's minimum wage is the highest in the nation.
That is definitely a complaint of the business class and the Republicans that Washington State is just not competitive in a business standpoint. The Democrats and liberals counter that there are a lot of huge businesses that are based here, and that another big thing that often attracts entrepreneurs is there's no income tax here in Washington State. So that I think you see people like Jeff Bezos, a very famous libertarian from Amazon, decided to place his company here partly for that reason. So, you know, there are talking points on both sides about Washington's business.
Aren't tech companies having trouble finding workers? Is most of the unemployment outside of the tech sectors?
It is. I think Seattle benefits like other tech sectors, and it's a city that a lot of young people want to live in. And there's a huge tech base here because, you know, Microsoft has been here forever, and now Amazon is here, and all of these satellite companies that develop around them, and all these startups, and there's increasingly a very large biotech sector here. So Seattle is often its own best advertisement when it comes to recruiting young workers. This is the city where they want to be, and a lot of companies locate here because they know it'll be easier to attract the type of workforce they're looking for here as opposed to other places in the country.
I'm talking to Chris Griegel of the Associated Press about political trends in the Pacific Northwest, in this case, Washington State. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. The mortgage crisis hit Washington State very early in what turned out to be the beginning of the economic meltdown. Has the housing market recovered?
Slightly, but the housing market is still pretty poor, especially in Seattle. Seattle got hit very hard. The prices went up significantly, and then they dropped significantly. So the housing market here, while like in other parts of the country, it's showing signs of turning around, it has a long way to go before it gets back to where it was, and that is definitely a factor in the local economy.
You mentioned that Microsoft's headquarters are in the state, just outside Seattle. Does the company remain a major employer even as it's lost some of its luster to companies like Apple?
Oh, I very much so. It's they have a huge employment base in Seattle's eastern suburbs, and while they've lost some of the buzz to Google and Apple and other places, it's just such a huge company that they certainly dominate the local tech sector.
And Amazon.com, as you pointed out, is also based in Washington. It's done pretty well throughout the economic downturn. At the same time that chains like Barnes and Noble and Borders, all of the brick and mortar stores have really been suffering. So is Amazon an increasingly important anchor to Washington's tech industry?
Very much so. Their headquarters are in the South Lake Union neighborhood of Seattle, and they've recently announced plans to build huge new buildings on the north end of downtown. And they're committed to Seattle, and they do extremely well, and I think that they benefited from the way the people's the shopping habits are changing. Increasingly, people are going online to shop, and one of the big pushes by Amazon now is trying to get to the point where they could have same-day delivery. So if you were ordered something from your computer in the morning, they could deliver to you that afternoon. And if they are able to get that set up across the country, I think most analysts think that that's only going to mean they're going to increase their dominance.
Boeing and other businesses were attracted to Washington State decades ago, in part because of its hydroelectric power. Microsoft has its data centers in the state because of the cheap electricity as well. And isn't Washington number four in wind power?
I'm not sure of the exact rank. It's definitely up there. That's centered in central and eastern Washington. And it comes as a surprise to a lot of people who aren't familiar with Washington. The eastern part of the state, a lot of it is these windswept high desert plains, and they're excellent places for wind generators and wind power. And over the last 5-10 years, you've seen huge areas of the mountain mountains and valleys dotted with wind farms.
Washington,
you just didn't see that before.
Washington shares a border with Canada. Does that make immigration and border control and NAFTA an important issue?
You know, not as much as on the southern border. Those issues come up from time to time, but you don't see the tension that you do all along the southern border. And the bulk of Washington's trade is with Asia. So the northern border issues, while they're important, they don't really resonate as much as in other places. The business community is much more focused on Asia.
There have been a number of very close statewide elections in recent years, and Washington doesn't have party registration. Is that one of the reasons that some of these races have been so tight?
You know, Washingtonians are not aggressively partisan. The state certainly tends to vote Democratic, but I think that is one reason that you sometimes see close races is that you see a lot of people who will jump from party to party on the ballot. And we have a pretty competitive governor's race, and a Republican is the candidate out here is trying to become the first Republican to win the governor's race since 1980. And the way you do that is you appeal to people in the greater Seattle area. And so, once again, people are fighting for Seattle area votes. And I think a lot of people think that this year's gubernatorial election will be quite close as well.
Governor Christine Gregoire, who won one of those very tight races in 2004, has chosen not to run for re-election. Was that because of some of the budget problems that she faced?
Yes, I think so. I mean, she has never been the most popular governor. You referenced the fact that she won an extremely close race her first election, and there was some lingering resentment over that. And she has had a tough last couple years. She's presided over the state during the Great Recession and has had to cut significantly to budgets, and that has hurt her with her core supporters. And I think she recognized, and the Democrats recognized, that if she ran again, she probably wouldn't win.
You suggested that Washington will probably go for the Democratic candidate. So are you seeing a lot of ad buys, political ad buys?
For state races, certainly. You're seeing them in the gubernatorial race. We also have some statewide initiatives out here on gay marriage and marijuana legalization, and you're seeing a lot of ads there. You don't see a lot of national ads here simply because Washington, like the other Pacific Coast states, Oregon and California, they're not swing states. Barack Obama will win these states, so you just don't see the torrent of ads that you see in battleground states.
Although Washington seems to me to be split. It's solidly blue on the western side, and something quite different on its eastern side.
Correct, but you know, this is a very well-worn joke in Washington political circles. If you go to the top of the spacing, the polls should say, you look around, those are the only votes you need. One in three voters live in King County. That's the county where Seattle is. And the Republicans, while they run strong in the rest of the state, unless they do fairly well in King County, they just cannot get enough votes to win a statewide office.
Well, Republicans made significant gains in the state legislature in 2010. Could Washington Republicans build on that momentum this year?
They're hopeful, but one of the interesting things that you hear discussed among local political circles out here is Republicans are fearful that if there's a national drag on the Republicans, the Romney-Ryan ticket doesn't overperform, that could hurt them here in the state legislative races.
Chris Griegel writes for the Associated Press in Seattle, Washington, and I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.